What a great play there by Derek Carr, rolling out to his left and able to square his shoulders to the line of scrimmage and get that ball down the field. And the big reason why he had so much time to throw is the Raider left tackle, number 72 on that play, Donald Penn, who makes his first ever appearance on the Silver and Black Show.
Thanks
Welcome.
For having me.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about your young quarterback, Derek Carr. What do you see in this guy, Donald?
I'm very impressed with him. You know, I played with two other rookie quarterbacks, and Josh Freeman and Mike Glennon. And, you know, Carr's personality and demeanor, it's a very big difference than the other guys. You know, those guys were good guys and great quarterbacks, but Carr has a different mentality about him, and I think it's helping him, you know, go out there and be successful. You know, I can't wait for him to get his first win, because he wants to win so bad, as do the whole team. But, you know, he's been coming in, he stepped in well, he's took command of the offense, and he's been a leader, a good leader. You know, it's real surprising to see that coming from a rookie quarterback, and you know, the want that he has to win, you know, you can't teach that. You got to be born with that. And he's born with it, and I like him a lot. And he makes my job easy sometimes. And, you know, we try to help him out as much as possible. And he's doing a good job, man. He's really, I feel like every week he's getting better and better.
And you're helping him. He's only been sacked 4 times on the year, so the pass protection has been pretty strong so far this year. You happy with the way you're protecting the quarterback?
Yeah, we are, man. We still got some things we need to work on. You know, we're working hard every week. We're trying to fix a couple of things. You know, you look at some of the sacks, man. We could have picked some of the stuff up that he got. And, you know, we're trying to fix that. But the biggest thing, you know, we want to do, we want to get that run game going. And that's been something that's been up and down this whole year. And we're trying to all get on the same page and get that going. Because I feel like that would help out everything else and make Carr's job easier, everybody else's job easier. And we have all the ability and all the talent to do it. It's just, we haven't done it on a consistent basis.
Speaking of young guys on the team, Derek Carr obviously is the headliner, but you're right next to Gabe Jackson, the left guard, that is taking every snap and playing so well next to you. Menelik Watson now with the injury to Khalif over at right tackle has played very well the last couple of weeks. Talk about the youth on the offensive line at left guard with Gabe and at right tackle with Menelik.
I mean, Gabe really surprised me. He came in and, you know, Gabe's a great young player. He reminds me of, you know, a guy named Aaron Sears I played next to as a rookie, you know, earlier my year in Tampa. You know, they're both from the South, both had that Southern strength. And, you know, the good thing about both of them is they listen and they want to learn, they want to get better, and they ask a lot of questions and they pick your brain all day long. And, you know, having Gabe do that and seeing it transform on the field and seeing some of the things he does, you know, it makes me real happy and real proud. I mean, I like playing with him. We have a good relationship. I don't know. You probably when you see him, you think he's a quiet guy, but he's a real funny guy. And, you know, with Menelik, man, that's the nature of the beast. Somebody goes down, next man up.
Yeah.
And, you know, some John Gruden always tell us, you know, next man has to come in and play better than the man that they're taking a spot for. And that's the only way we'll be successful. And I think Menelik came in and done a great job. And, you know, Menelik's continuing to work hard and get better. And he's one of those guys that picks my brain, too. And, you know, he has a good relationship with Tony. And, you know, they talk a lot, and Tony's on them every day. And, you know, he's one of those guys, just as Gabe, and just like all of us, that's just as a yes-sir guy, you know, and wants to get better. And it's starting to roll for him. I mean, I think he's getting more comfortable as more time as he gets to play.
You mentioned John Gruden, former Raider head coach, obviously, and your head coach in Tampa. What was it like to play for John?
It was great, man. John's a very good coach, man. I really, really enjoyed him. I owe a lot to John. You know, he gave me my first opportunity to even come to the team active, and then he gave me my first opportunity to start when we had an injury. And, you know, he believed in me and trusted in me. And when we were out there, you know, he put a lot on my plate, and, you know, I try to answer as much as I can. And, you know, I feel like I'm one of those guys that sits back, and I hope I am one of those guys that sits back and smiles, and, you know, when he watches me and he's proud of me at the way I came, coming in as an undrafted free agent,
yeah,
and playing 9 years, and, you know, not missing the game and doing some of the things I've done. You know, saw him last year, had a great conversation, got to catch up, and, you know, I feel like he's really enjoying that comment, that broadcasting deal. You know, some of the stuff he says, I remember it from the meetings and from our offense, because he uses the same lingo. But, you know, that's Coach Gruden.
Spider 2Y Banana, exactly. Fullback in the flat, right?
Yep.
Talk about your path. Undrafted, as you mentioned, out of Utah State. The Vikings brought you to camp initially on the practice squad. Talk about your journey to becoming a guy who started well over 100 games at left tackle in the National Football League.
it wasn't easy. It was very tough, being regarded high coming out of college and then going to the All-Star game and getting hurt, and going to the combine hurt and seeing your name drop was real tough. And then not going, you look at some of the guys that got drafted with me in my class. Well, I didn't get drafted, but they got drafted in my class. They're not even in the league anymore. They didn't last that long. And, having that happen was motivation. And every time I got another opportunity, it motivated me to try to be the best and, show all the naysayers and everybody and prove them wrong. And, I've done that my whole career. And, I've been lucky. I came into Tampa. Somebody got hurt, just like I said, next man up. And, I haven't left the field since then. And, I knock on wood all the time. I've been blessed. I think it's 114 straight games now. So this will be 115 this weekend. So, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm enjoying it. And grew up a Raider fan. Always dreamed about playing for the Raiders and playing close to home. And, now I'm able to do it. So, that gives me even more incentive to try to turn this thing around.
Yeah, so. You are from Southern California, so your dad, I know, was a huge Raider fan growing up.
Yeah, he was.
Kirk Morrison, the former Raider linebacker, was partly responsible to recruiting you here, I heard?
Yeah, he was. He was. When he works out at the same gym as me and, during offseason. He was in the gym the day I got released. And, he called it. He said, the Raiders going to be calling you. Watch, you're going to be a Raider. And, not too long after he said that, the phone rang, and it was, Greg Olsen calling me. And, everything worked out. Kirk's a good guy, and, I've known Kirk for a long time. And, he explained to me how good the tradition is, how good the fans were. Particularly, I already knew that, but, hearing it from him and then coming and seeing it, Kirk was a big influence. And when I got out here, talking to Greg Olsen, having him in Tampa was really, really helped me. I had some of my best years under his offense. And then, I had a long talk with Coach Pirano, and, that kind of really sold me on it. And everything happened. I feel like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Kirk's a good guy. Just one flaw, a huge Laker fan.
Oh, we're the best.
I hear you're in the same category. You're a Los Angeles Laker fan?
Diehard Laker fan. I go to a lot of games during the offseason. I enjoy it. And I played basketball my whole life. I didn't start playing football until sophomore year of high school. So, basketball has been a big part of me. I really do love basketball. I played during the offseason and stuff. And I'm a huge Laker fan, Through the thick and the thin.
Yeah, well, right now, it's a little thin.
Hey.
And the Warriors are the team to beat. So now that you're in Oakland, you got to become a Warrior fan.
How's it thin? We haven't started the season yet.
We'll see.
We got Kobe back.
I'm talking about last year.
Yeah, last year was rough. I sat through a lot of those games, too. It was rough. But I like some of the things we did this year. I like the draft pick we got. I like Kobe coming back healthy. I like Lynn. I like some of the moves we made. So I love Byron Scott as a coach. So we're going to see what's going to happen.
16 NBA championships. You've had a lot of thick, so you can take a little thin as well. Donald, thanks for your time. It was a pleasure getting to know you, and welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Thanks for having me.
That is Donald Penn, our guest on the Silver and Black Show. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett, and we'll talk about the stretch running game and the deep shots that the Cleveland Browns take off their running game with Chalk Talk coming your way next on the Silver and Black Show.